Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest goes all over the world and has the most miracles, the most outrageous miracle. I've never seen what I'm about ready to tell you before until I saw it before my very eyes. Someone is holding, get this, an artificial eye. Have you ever seen an artificial eye? It belonged inside someone's eyelid, socket, whatever. Anyway, it belonged there, but they're holding it. You know why it's not in there? There's an eyeball that was formed. Would anyone want to see that? Yeah. I'm here with Randy Clark and Dr. Clark. He went to a liberal Baptist seminary, but God had his eye on Randy. And I think a very important moment in your life was when the founder of the Vineyard Church movement, John Wimber, actually prophesied over you. What did he say?
He wanted me to know that the first two times he met me, which had been 10 years earlier, that he heard the audible voice of God, which was a rare thing for him. And the first two times he heard the Lord say that one day he was going to send me around the world to lay hands on people and pastors and leaders, pray that they'd be activated in gifts and be filled with the Spirit. And because of that, 10 years earlier, John had allowed me to be like a shadow to him. He wanted to spend some time training me.
Boy, the presence of God is just increasing by the second. You had a major impartation. What do you call an, what is an impartation?
Well, probably the easiest way to say it's a transference of an anointing. But what's misleading about that is sometimes God will use you, and what is transferred when you pray is more than what you have. So you actually...
That doesn't sound fair. You mean you give away more than you got?
A lot of times. Yeah, it's multiplication.
But he, this man is so hungry for God. He went to a meeting with Rodney Howard Brown. As I understand it, you kept getting in line. But one time, Rodney prayed for you, and what happened?
Well, several times. He prayed five times in one session.
Talk about someone being hungry for God five times in one session.
I just kept getting in line. Right before I went to Toronto, 2 weeks before, I went to Lakeland, Florida, where Rodney was at, and he saw the power of God on me, and he called me out and prayed for me. And shortly after that, I was laying on the floor, and I felt this tremendous power come into my hands, and they caused some distort and twist a little bit and got really hard and cold. And Rodney came down and said, "This is the fire of God in your hands. Go home and pray for everybody in your church," which I did, and God really touched him.
Yeah, out of curiosity, of course, you saw things before that, but what happened when you got back? Give me a little description. After you had that impartation in your church, what really happened?
Well, a Lutheran woman on our worship team saw the glory cloud roll into the church. And no one had ever fallen in my church since 8-year history since I'd started it. And it was just, it was 8 o'clock service, and some people didn't get off the floor till 4:30 that afternoon, going through visions and inner healing for terrible traumatic things that had been done to them, God just sovereignly healing them.
But even beyond that, in 1994, you went to a little storefront church in Toronto, Canada. I tell you, going for a few days, it turned into a revival that little storefront church, 4 million people from all over the world came there. Were you pretty shocked over what happened?
I was excited and I was shocked because I told my daughter, who was crying when I left, I said, "Don't worry, Daddy's never been asked to go anywhere. This first time in almost 20 years. I'll be back in 4 days, and this may never happen. I may never get asked to go anywhere again," was what I told her. But the night before, I had received this prophecy that let me know that God was going to do something special and God was going to back me up. And so I expected God to come, but He did exceedingly abundantly above all I could have asked or imagined.
Well, listen to this. And remember, He said He prays for people to get more than Him? And I personally interviewed a number of these people. Very briefly, tell me about one person you prayed an impartation over by the name of Heidi Baker. What happened to her?
Well, the word was, "Heidi, God wants to know, do you want the nation of Mozambique?" She said yes. She's crying. She's on her knees. And I said, "God's going to give you the nation of Mozambique. You're going to see the blind, see the deaf, hear the lame walk, and the dead be raised." Power of God hits her instantly. She's extremely hot. She's sweating. The power gets so strong, she says, "God, if you turn it up, it's going to kill me." He says, "Good, I need you dead." It lasted seven. And she heard Him audibly voice say to her, hundreds of churches and thousands of people, she said, "How can that be? My husband and I started 4 churches in 17 years, almost killed us. God took her in divisions." But this experience lasted 7 days and nights before it was over.
And how many people do you think have been reached through their operation?
We know there's been over 1 million people saved and through their ministry. Over 10,000 churches started.
10,000 churches? Leif Hetland,
real quick. He was another one.
What happened to Leif after you prayed?
We prayed for him, got a prophetic word. "I see in a dark place, God's going to make you a bulldozer. You'll make a way where there's been no way. And I see a multitude of people coming out of the darkness, following you in the light." He gets knocked to the floor for 2.5 to 3 hours shaking. The next week, he flowed in all the gifts of the Spirit, which he never had before. When his feet touched the soil of the Arab nation, miracles start breaking out, and he's led 1 million Muslims to the Lord Jesus Christ.
1 million Muslims to the Lord! Woo! I'll get excited for both of us. Okay, but you know what? He prays for people over television, and they get the impartation. Tell me about the woman in London.
Yeah, I think it was the last time I was on with you when it happened, and they're doing a rerun. You were doing a rerun of that meeting, and I'm praying for impartation. And she's a housewife. She's not in a ministry or anything. God knocks her into the floor, and she gets stuck to the floor, and she can't move. She can't communicate. She can't talk or anything. She's out. I'm not out, but she's conscious, but lying on the floor, pinned to the floor for hours. Her husband comes home, sees her there. She can't communicate. He thinks she's had a stroke. They call an ambulance.
No.
They get the ambulance there. They get her on a gurney. They put her in an ambulance, get her to the hospital, and she's in the emergency room before God releases her to be able to say what had happened to her.
Tell me about that 7-year-old real quick.
Yeah, I actually hired this guy's dad, and a lot of it was because I felt like this was a sign of who I needed to hire. But we were doing a show, and it was being televised. This little 7-year-old boy is watching with his family. And all of a sudden, he's knocked to the floor, and he's stuck to the floor for a long time, over an hour. I forget how many hours he's stuck to the floor. He even told his dad, "Dad, can you carry me to the bathroom?" And he go to the bathroom, and I can't get up. And they even brought him something to eat while he's there because he can't move. And as a result of it, I said, "God's got something for us, a connection between my ministry and this man, and because of his son." And the little boy said, "What's wrong?" He said, "Daddy, I don't know, but whatever that man's talking about, it just jumped out of the TV and jumped on me."
I'll tell you what, that's going to happen to you. And he has seen such phenomenal breakthroughs in mental illness. Things that wait till you hear what doctors are saying about some of these people he's prayed for. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. Reserve your place and get ready to experience Israel, the land of the supernatural, with Sid and Joyce Roth.
November 24th to December 3rd, 2015. It's the perfect temperature and the land is calling your name.
Visit the Mount of Olives, the Garden of Gethsemane, Calvary, and take communion at the Garden Tomb. Visit the Upper Room, Qumran, the home of the Dead Sea Scrolls, and receive ministry as you travel across the Sea of Galilee.
If you like, you can be baptized in the Jordan River, the Jewish way, the way Jesus was baptized, and so much more.
The price for this 10-day adventure includes round-trip airfare from New York City, hotel, all taxes, all tips included.
Don't miss out on going with Sid Roth on this Israel tour for this special low price. Please specify the Sid Roth Israel trip when you call or visit sidroth.org/Israel.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
I mean, there are people with I'm going to let Randy tell you about it. Tell me a few people with schizophrenia or mental problems that were instantly healed.
Yeah, it was like a Goliath. Schizophrenia was like a Goliath taunting Israel's army, because I had a young man with schizophrenia in my church, and we were seeing a lot of physical healing, but we weren't seeing any mental healing. And I said, according to Psalms 102:3, it said, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefit, who forgives us of all of our sin and heals all our diseases." So I said, "Lord, it says all. It doesn't say just physical. That includes mental illness as well as physical." So we're contending, praying for that. There's a man, he heard the Lord speak to him, and he goes and gets his daughter, who they didn't bring because she was paranoid schizophrenic. She had obsessive compulsive disorder and anorexia. And when he brought her, a friend of mine, an engineer by trade who's starting a new church there, reached over and just said, "I bless you in Jesus' name." And she fell out. And in that night when she went home, she heard the Lord speak to her and say, "Anoint your head with oil." She did. She now anoints her whole body with oil. She did. And when she did, she was knocked to the floor and stuck to the floor with electricity going through her body till morning. And when she got up, she's mentally normal, healthy.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. And then you think that's something. Tell me about the woman with severe schizophrenia and what the doctor had to say about her psychiatrist.
Yeah, so I was telling that story on a bus of one of our teams in Brazil, and one of the persons on the team is a psychiatrist, and he said, "Come here." He said, "You don't have any idea how miraculous that story is." See, my field is mental illness. I am a psychiatrist, and for me to capture for you how miraculous healing of someone with schizophrenia is, if I was a normal doctor or a surgeon, it'd be like telling you that somebody had their arm or leg cut off and it grew back. That's how miraculous schizophrenia being healed is.
So, it's just that simple with God.
Yeah.
I want to take you by way of video camera right into some of Randy's meetings. You want to see this. Someone's holding a person's glass eye, and then you see where that glass eye belonged in the socket. It's not there anymore because there's that eye there. Do you want to see this?
Yeah.
Okay, I know you want to see it. Let's roll it.
20 years ago, she lost this eye. You can see the pupil being formed in the back of the white.
I was very small. It wasn't formed. It sunk way back in the back, and she had a glass eye over it to make it stick out, look normal.
She had this instead of an eye there.
Yeah.
And now she doesn't need it. This was in the socket. Look how far back it went. And now look at that.
I mean that.
I have multiple sclerosis. I've been diagnosed for 10 years now. I came in a wheelchair, bound. And Randy was speaking and just different people for healing. And then all of a sudden, I just felt all this happening, like electric currents going through my legs. It was God just doing a miracle in my body.
What was your problem? What have you been healed of?
A metal plate sticking out of my arm for years and in front of everyone.
And I watched it as we were praying instantly. It went thunk and it was gone.
That's my foot, my crooked foot. That was my crooked foot.
That was her foot.
I've been missing the part of the bone in my hip for about 3 years now. I have had severe pain when I'm running, and I haven't been able to move my hip in a certain direction for 3 years. And now I can.
Yes. Yay!
Oh!
I couldn't do that.
cocktail part on that one, too. Randy, you are finding so many people that have metal in their body and pain from that metal, and the pain disappears. But this is ridiculous. You did research on people that had pain because they had metal and they were the pain went out the window. How many did you research and verify?
Well, I know that since 2009, we had around 1,400 healings that dealt with chronic pain or loss of range of motion due to surgically implanted material, which was my thesis was on this for my doctoral dissertation at the Methodist Seminary. During that year, I studied it for a year, though. We had hundreds that we studied on five continents, and there was, hundreds were healed.
And you know what I love? Randy has doctors that travel with him, and he documents. I mean, how many have you documented of miracles, period, on video?
Well, when I got ready to come here, one of the questions was, have you seen any new healing since you were here last? So I sent you 106 pages of single space. That's just the transcription of videos, people giving their testimony on video.
I think that answers the question pretty good. So what happens when you're having, God is using you, you're running all over the world, and the doctor says, you have to stop flying. Why did he say that?
I had classic traveler's back, and I had three herniated discs and two pinched nerves, and severe pain is on Percocet and lots of heavy narcotics. They told me that if I got better by physical therapy alone, I'd be the poster child, that they thought I'd have to have surgery.
I'll tell you what, hold that thought. When we come back, do you think God is going to put up with this man not being able to fly all over the world and represent his kingdom? Of course not. We'll find out what happened when we come back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Randy Clark has trained thousands of everyday people on how to heal the sick. Those who have used his resource tools have led millions to the Lord. Now, Randy wants to mentor you on how to receive your healing and pray for others to be healed. Call now and get Randy Clark's easy-to-understand, one-of-a-kind course, Power to Heal, which includes his book, Interactive Study Guide, 8-Session DVD Teaching with Leader's Guide, and Randy's special bonus book, Finding Victory, to break through to your healing. Plus included is a special audio CD, Something More, where Randy prays a special prayer of impartation for you. All yours for a donation of $69. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number B9313. In just 8 weeks, Randy's course will actually activate God's healing power in your life. Through his 8 DVD sessions and his book, you will clearly understand why it is God's will to heal you. Learn the methods Jesus used to heal the sick. Receive Randy's 5-step healing prayer model that truly works. Receive 8 practical Bible-based tools that will revolutionize your walk with God and your ministry to others. Understand how to break generational curses and how to pray for deliverance. Plus included is a special audio CD, Something More, where Randy prays a special prayer of impartation for you. Included is Dr. Randy Clark's newest book, Finding Victory, to help you answer your every question about overcoming obstacles. It includes new God-given insights and practical steps so you can experience your own healing. Don't miss out on getting Randy Clark's easy-to-understand, one-of-a-kind course, Power to Heal, which includes his book, Interactive Study Guide, 8-Session DVD Teaching with Leader's Guide, and Randy's special bonus book, Finding Victory, to break through to your healing. Plus, included is a special audio CD, Something More, where Randy prays a special prayer of impartation for you. All yours for a donation of $69. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number B9313. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number B9313 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So the doctor says, Randy, you can't fly anymore. I mean, you must have felt awful when he gave you that prognosis.
Yeah, he said, you should never get on another airplane. He said, you have this because you've done a lot of long international flights. I said, yes. How did you know? He said, because you have classic traveler's bite. You don't have a curve in the bottom. So after 90 days of physical therapy, I still can't touch my foot to the floor without severe pain. And the way I got healed was a man in Louisiana, an oil and gas businessman, had a vision in a little church of me, sees my spine and all the vertebrae and disc and nerves, and Lord speaks to him and says, push the stuff that squirted out of those, push it back in.
He's not in your presence.
No, he's 1,000 miles away.
Okay.
And he did this that night. I woke up the next morning, not knowing a thing about this, reached for my crutches, touched my foot to the floor accidentally, didn't hurt, got up and walked, didn't hurt, went up and down stairs, didn't hurt. I yelled at my wife, I've been healed, but I don't know how. I knew who did it, but I didn't know how he did it. I knew it was the Lord. So this guy then, 5 hours later, sends me this email about this bizarre experience he had. I called him instantly and said, this was really the Lord. I am healed. And so he did it to me, and I've flown 1,000,000 miles since then.
Wow. Well, the proof is in the pudding. I know, because he told me, I don't know by the Spirit during the break, I know that God has given him words of knowledge, and every word that he speaks, if it is your condition, you are healed in Yeshua's name, in Jesus' name. Would you release them now?
Yeah. Someone is having arthritic pain or something's wrong with the knuckles, middle knuckles in your left hand. I know it's the Lord's will to heal you. And he's showing us what he wants to do. It's kind of like he said to the disciple, go tell blind Bartimaeus, be encouraged on your feet. He's calling you. So he's calling you. Be encouraged. Receive what he has for you. And then on the outside of the left foot, the left ankle, the outside left ankle, something's wrong with it. God wants to heal it. And then there's the shoulder collarbone on the left side and the right elbow here. And also there's metal in the right ankle. You had something wrong with your ankle. You got metal in there. You got problems in there. God wants to heal that. And then somebody, either you're going to have surgery or you had surgery. I heard the word surgery. I don't know how to interpret it though, surgery, but it deals with the tailbone. So I don't know if you're facing it or you've had it and had complications. So I want to pray for these things. Father, first of all, I just want to say thank you for what you're about to do. The Hebrew word todah is this word that means praise for what's about to happen. So I offer up todah, praise for what you're about to do. Healing of the left ankle, healing of the left collarbone, healing of the right elbow, healing of the right ankle with problems related to metal, and healing of that tailbone. In Jesus' name, I thank you for what you're about to do. And I just speak to the pain. I command the pain to leave. And Father, I don't know how you do this, but I just thank you for the miracles you're doing with metal. People watching, they have metal in their bodies. We pray many of them would experience your power. Lord, I know that even 90-some-odd percent who I studied who felt the healing in the metal felt heat coming in their body. So I pray that supernatural heat flow into their body in Jesus' name. Help them to understand it's a sign of their healing's coming right now in this next just few moments. In the name of Jesus, we bless them. Amen.
Randy, there is such a flow of God's Spirit right now that without a word of knowledge, and you know this, and I know this, and now you know this, without a word of knowledge, I tell you, rise up right now, no matter what is the matter with you, and believe that you are walking into that invisible presence of God. And wherever that river flows, there is life. And the river of healing is flowing. Oh, backs are being healed right now. Necks, cancer, anything you need, just get into the river, jump in. Just do a little swimming like this. Swim in that river. It's so refreshing. Be refreshed in the river of the living God. In Yeshua's name, be healed.
Randy Clark has trained thousands of everyday people on how to heal the sick. Those who have used his resource tools have led millions to the Lord. Those who were trained received amazing impartations of miracle anointing. Now, Randy wants to mentor you on how to receive your healing and pray for others to be healed. Call now and get Randy Clark's easy-to-understand, one-of-a-kind course, Power to Heal, which includes his book, Interactive Study Guide, 8-Session DVD Teaching with Leader's Guide, and Randy's special bonus book, Finding Victory, to break through to your healing. Plus included is a special audio CD, Something More, where Randy prays a special prayer of impartation for you. All yours for a donation of $69. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number B9313. The Power to Heal course is like attending one of Randy's seminars and going with him on a mission trip. Randy covers A to Z everything you need to function in healing ministry. In just 8 weeks, Randy's course will actually activate God's healing power in your life. Through his 8 DVD sessions and his book, you will clearly understand why it is God's will to heal you. Learn the methods Jesus used to heal the sick. Receive Randy's 5-step healing prayer model that truly works. Learn how to hear from God and how to operate in words of knowledge. Pray with authority to release God's power to heal, deliver, and save. Receive 8 practical Bible-based tools that will revolutionize your walk with God and your ministry to others. Understand how to break generational curses and how to pray for deliverance and so much more. This course works in the mission field, in your local church, in your home group, or for one-on-one ministry. Plus included is a special audio CD, Something More, where Randy prays a special prayer of impartation for you. Have you given up on waiting, praying, and seeking your healing? Have you ever lost your healing? Included is Dr. Randy Clark's newest book, Finding Victory, to help you answer your every question about overcoming obstacles. It includes new God-given insights and practical steps so you can experience your own healing.
When I teach on words of knowledge in 31 years of ministry, every time we have taken a team with us internationally on that team, when I teach it, 100% of those people are activated in the word of knowledge and give it and see people healed.
100% on the people he trains, and then the special Something More CD where he has the prayer of impartation, and you will be ready to run for what I perceive is the greatest move of God's Spirit in history, and I want to see you equipped.
Don't miss out on getting Randy Clark's easy-to-understand, one-of-a-kind course, Power to Heal, which includes his book, Interactive Study Guide, 8-Session DVD Teaching with Leader's Guide, and Randy's special bonus book, Finding Victory, to break through to your healing. Plus, included is a special audio CD, Something More, where Randy prays a special prayer of impartation for you. All yours for a donation of $69. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number B9313. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number B9313 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. All the way in Australia, God raised up another Catherine Coleman that is moving in those same miracles, but here's the difference. She's not only moving in these miracles, she's teaching everyone she can to move in the same miracles. Do you want to?
Yeah!
Me too!
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.